Ed Lee was a Korean-American kid growing up in Brooklyn. Now he's the celebrated chef at 610 Magnolia in Louisville, Kentucky. Famous for surprising recipes like chicken fried pork chops with ramen crust and slow-cooked collards with kimchi. Well, they're all part of his new book, Smoke and Pickles, along with the unlikely story of how a Korean Brooklynite can become a Southerner. Food writer Francis Lam is an editor at Clarkson Potter. He's a Chinese-American who, like Ed, grew up with immigrant parents. Ed talked to Francis from his restaurant in Louisville, 610 Magnolia.
Hi, Ed. It's great to have you.
It's great to be on Splendid Table. Thank you.
I want to start with one of the first stories I actually read in the book, and it really struck me. And it was a story you tell of your sister taking you out, and you were like sneaking around and got lamb gyros for lunch. And how you weren't supposed to do that. On some level, it was about like, you know, lamb wasn't like kind of a cool food in your family. But really, it was because your mom didn't want you to go out there. And doing stuff you're not supposed to be doing seems to be a theme in the book and maybe even a theme in your life. Like, if your parents are anything like mine, you know, they probably wanted you to grow up to be a doctor or a lawyer, you know, like so many immigrant parents want of their children. So can you tell me what it was like when you decided, you know, I want to be a cook?
It was a very awkward day for me and my parents. And it was funny because at the time, too, I was going to NYU and I was a lit major. And I told my lit advisor, who was grooming me to go to grad school for literature, and I told him that I was going to chuck it all and become a cook. And, I mean, the look on his face, the look on my parents, I mean, there was a lot of disappointment all around me. And I guess with any new sort of immigration wave, there's always that push and pull between, you know, the values of the old country and then obviously the fascination and the exposure that you have to all the different cultures in, you know, what we call America. And I don't know what it was, but I knew from very early on that I was fascinated by culture. I was fascinated by falafels. You know, I was fascinated by Indian food. And we had Jamaican neighbors, and I used to love the smells that came from their kitchen. And it was so foreign from the smells that came from my kitchen.
Mm.
But I loved that.
But then so you're inspired by all these different smells and, like, all your Indian neighbors and your Jamaican neighbors. And, you know, at some point you have this hot, sexy, celebrity-studded restaurant called Clay, downtown Manhattan. But then, boom, you moved to Louisville, and now you're a chef in Louisville. And I imagine you didn't have that many Southern neighbors, so you probably didn't smell collard greens so much growing up. So when you got to Louisville, what were the foods and smells that inspired you there? What ingredients or what traditions, like, drew you in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I moved to Louisville, say, about 9-10 years ago, and I started to discover sort of indigenous ingredients. Things like country ham, you know, things like sorghum. I'd never had sorghum until I moved down to Kentucky. I didn't know what sorghum was.
Can you tell us what sorghum is?
So sorghum is actually a plant. It's very similar to a sugar cane. It's been grown here for generations, actually. And much like sugar cane, you sort of cut it down when they're ripe, and then you put it through rollers, and you kind of press out the juice.
Mm.
And then you boil it very slowly over a number of hours at a very low temperature, and different sorghum producers will boil it to different grades of brownness. So you can kind of get a light amber sorghum or a really dark sorghum that is closer to molasses. And once I tasted it, and once I tasted all the different variations of it, I was immediately hooked.
Mm.
The day I discovered sorghum, we basically stopped buying honey. We take sort of country hams or city hams, and we glaze the hams with sorghum. The most obvious application would be dessert. So we take cooked grits, and we churn it into a sorghum-based cream ice cream, which is a really popular dish.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I didn't come to the South intending to be a Southern chef. You know, I didn't come here saying, well, I'm going to put on a pair of dungarees and you know, chew on some cornbread. But I think as a natural extension, if you're curious, you can't help but be fascinated by these things that are happening around you and these traditions that, you know, I walked into.
Yeah, right on. So, I mean, you're so seduced by the traditions of the South that are all around you, but you wrote something really interesting in the book, too, which is that being in the South, you also kind of rediscovered your own Koreanness and your own Korean traditions that you came from. Can you tell me about what you meant by that or how that happened?
Yeah, you know, I guess growing up in a big city, you don't realize your ethnicity because everyone's ethnic. You know, there is no ethnic because everyone is different, and sort of being different is what brings everyone together. You know, I grew up knowing I was Korean, but I never grew up thinking I was other or different. It was just sort of, you know, to say the cliche, it was a big melting pot. And then you move to the South, and it's hard not to immediately recognize every time you walk out your door that, you know, everyone looks the same except you. you know, there is a homogeneous culture here that is just different from the big city.
Mm-hmm. And you also said something interesting, though, which is being an outsider and how being an outsider, you can cook the Southern food in a different way, and they'll let you do it in a different way.
Yeah, you know, it's so, again, your advantage and your disadvantage. I can get into some very heated arguments about cornbread recipes because this is the way we've been doing it for generations. And you just don't stray from that, mm-hmm. not when it's part of your family recipe. You know, then in comes me, you know, and then I've got all these ideas about how to make things differently. What I don't have is the baggage of 200 years of tradition on my shoulders. So they kind of look at me and say, hey, there's that funny Asian kid putting soy sauce in everything again. And you know, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm allowed to venture beyond the traditional sort of canon of Southern recipes.
Right. Doing stuff you're not supposed to do, once again. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Francis. This was fun.
Chef Ed Lee is author of Smoke and Pickles. Food writer Francis Lamb is an editor at Clarkson Potter. Now, you can find Ed's recipe for rice bowl with beef, onions, collards, fried egg, and corn chili remoulade, all of that at splendidtable.org.